8:51, the morning after on Q105. Throwbacks all weekend long, and we'll do some new Bruno versus new Justin in the second hour of the show. We're on every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 here on Q105. Podcasts now, if you want, if you're just waking up, or you can listen to them whenever you'd like. They're on demand at Q105.com, or you can follow the social stuff. They're easy to find the morning after. There were some decent local news stories this week. It was I was happy. Like, I was a little depressed, a little down during December. One, because the weather sucks. Two, people are doing, like, holiday stuff and family things, and I was unable to catch up with people and connect and do things. But, you know, life settled in, D, as you found out on January 2nd, once the calendar turned and we got out of the holidays. So there was, and actually the news quiets down as well during the holidays. But there were some local news stories, and I'm going to get to them. And I want you guys, I'll briefly go through the story, and then I want you to give me the word. Okay, you'll fill in the blank, all right?
Oh, okay.
What's the word? Another game that I've stolen, but this is all like local news. Paris Hilton, who hasn't been like famous in a long time, and she arguably, I think she's solely responsible for Kim Kardashian, not the Ray J or anything like that, because she was Paris Hilton's buddy.
Mm-hmm.
When Paris Hilton was blowing up in like 03, 04, and there was that.
She had a dabble in there.
That green sex video with Rick Solomon. So it was like 13 years ago now, 15. She's getting married to someone that's kind of local. His name is Chris Zilka. Who saw The Amazing Spider-Man?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
He was Flash Thompson in that one. He's also on HBO's The Leftovers. His real name is Christopher Michael Settlemyer. He was born in Warren. He went to Howland High School, and he also attended the University of Toledo.
Look at that.
Paris Hilton marrying a UT grad is blank. Paris Hilton marrying a UT grad is blank.
Pretty sure that, he found himself a sugar mama. Good for him.
She does have money, that empire.
Yeah.
I mean, the fame went away, but none of that money did. Do you got anything?
Appropriate.
Okay.
He married, like, I don't, what?
Is that appropriate?
Like, I don't know. I don't know. How do you, like, what do you say, like, what does Paris Hilton say to you that makes you go like this? I could spend the rest of my life with this girl.
The same exact ring that he put on her finger, Offset put on Cardi B's finger. Put that in your life.
Cardi B looks nice, though, now.
What?
Oh, have
okay,
you seen
don't
her?
Move forward. Let's just move forward off
all
of that.
I'm all about fixing yourself.
Yeah.
I'm all about... last night, the Mega Millions was won. One person. Guess the state where the person won from.
Florida.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that.
Florida person won. The numbers were
28. Tomorrow, he'll lose his arm trying to pet an alligator.
28, 30, 39, 59, 70, and 10. Now, you still have a shot at a half billion because Powerball is up for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
This is like as high as they've ever been together, nearly $1 billion. So Powerball's $570 million, the fifth largest in the game's history. Philip.
Yeah.
If I won the Powerball and a half billion, it would be blank.
Phenomenal.
D.
A reason for your brother to have you killed.
It would be the close of State Farm Nicodemus, because I wouldn't have to work anymore. Philip, it's so cold, I can't, don't say even, I will, it's so cold, like, and it's going to go up to like near 50 this week, by the way, so we're going to get a break.
We're going to get sick again, that's what that means. It's so cold, I can't.
Stay healthy.
I can't stay healthy.
This is one of those things that like makes you reconsider certain things that happened in history. Where you're like, maybe the staying in the South wasn't so bad.
Listen,
like, I talked about this, Philip,
yeah,
before we came
like,
in.
It could be -3. Maybe that's what they should have pushed instead of, you know, hey.
Yeah, there's a cotton gin, but it's always warm. Philip and I talked about that before we got on the air.
Yeah.
I said, Philip, of all my friends, like I would love to move somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
You have the feasibility, like you have nothing here. You don't have animals.
I do not.
You can get up and move and go work in an Apple store.
Yeah.
But then, dude, we came up with the idea that most of these warm places are places where there's a lot of hate.
There's a lot of either homophobia happening or a lot of racism happening.
And that's the thing. That's a horrible trade-off about comfort.
Yeah.
You know, your skin, you could be physically comfortable.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing.
You can't go to Kroger.
Racists and, like, homophobes are, like, comfortable, too.
Yeah.
So now they're, like, all relaxed and they can
get
let
that
their
vitamin
hate,
D.
Yeah,
so like,
they can
yeah,
let their hate, you know, come out. And they're like, man, it is sleeveless and like, hey, gay people, weather. This is nice.
There's a chance you can get shot with a hose, but you might need it because it's 83 in January.
We just cooling them off, boss. It was hot outside. They look sweaty, marching all together.
Another local.
Stop it. You're done.
Another local establishment, another local drinking establishment closed this week. You guys know what it was?
Yeah.
The Clotta. The Clotta shut down. And apparently, it allowed everyone to say that their service was kind of shoddy.
Wait.
The Clotta closed.
Where the,
in your mall.
What? I was going to ask, wait, what did that happen?
Yeah, earlier this week, there was a place going in there called the Black,
you know,
the Black Rock Bar and Grill.
That's an international company. You know that, right? Like, the Clotta? Like, they have restaurants, like, around the world.
Yeah, I believe it.
They're closing?
Didn't work here.
Wow.
Yeah, they decided not to renew their lease.
A lot of people mentioned that when I saw this on the 13 ABC Facebook page, they had some shoddy service. I hadn't been there more than a handful of times, but I do know it was like the best place in Toledo, because I know Village Idiot is in Maumee. It was the best place in Toledo to go watch a soccer game.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
For like the once a year.
That was true.
All right, yeah.
So, Phil,
for the four guys who were still crying, Phil, that your mall restaurant closed, and where are you going to watch Arsenal?
Stop it.
The U.S. didn't make the World Cup this summer. So they're like, that's it. We're closing up shop in Toledo. Philip, the last time I went to the Clotta was blank.
I don't remember. I was really drunk, and they tried to drag me in there at 11 o'clock, and I probably shouldn't have been there. So last time I went to the Clotta, I was blacked out. Hey-o!
D, the last time I went to the Clotta was...
Toy-a-thon. All through it.
They're like the morning rushes at Toy-a-thon this year. No U.S.
shots
in the World Cup. Clotta is shutting this blank down.
Yeah, we did take a lot of shots that last time, didn't we?
This is for the kids.
Last story. The mayor, all the new people who were elected, including our friend Nick Comives, Judge Nicole Corey, even though that was at the Stranahan a little bit before this. But Mayor Wade Kapuscevich was sworn in earlier this week. What was the line that I wrote? He needs a name. He needs some kind of name. Wade Cap being sworn in was blank, Philip.
Wait, go to Demetrius first. this game.
Wade Cap being sworn in was blank. Paula's last day.
Was Wade Kapuscevich being sworn in yesterday was a change?
Refreshing?
Yeah. Change.
I think Paula was like, I'm out. So forget about getting people's side streets plowed. That's Wade's thing. I do have a theory about that.
Tricky.
That is
kind of
like,
say tricky.
It is kind of like leaving the faucet on in the home you just sold. You're just plugging up the sink and just turning on the water. I'm like, it's not
Enjoy.
My problem.
Philip, you got to run?
I do. It's 9.
You got Apple stuff?
I got so much Apple stuff.
Okay. Our friend Floyd
brings all the boys to the yard.
Deja will be in. That's good for him, though, because he's into boys. Maybe you've heard.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.